To win the French World Scrabble Championship, you'd think you'd need to speak French, right? Well, the winner of this year's tournament held in Belgium does not. He's Nigel Richards, a New Zealander based in Malaysia who speaks no French, though he's apparently a Scrabble legend. Journalist Stefan Fatsis is here to tell us more about him. He's the author of Word Freak: Heartbreak, Triumph, Genius, and Obsession in the World of Competitive Scrabble Players. Stefan, you've written about this Scrabble virtuoso, Nigel Richards. What makes him so enigmatic, as you called him in your piece?
What makes him enigmatic is his personality. And he's got this big, long beard that goes down to about the middle of his chest. He's perceived as a sort of reclusive figure in Scrabble. He approaches the game in a very, very different way than most players. He just plays and then he's done. Most players will sit around after a game and try to resolve where the mistakes were, what the best play might have been, why they lost or why they won. Nigel sort of sits there placidly. Game is over. He's done looking at it. He's ready for the next game. But what really makes him different is this inexplicable mental acuity, the ability to ingest and memorize hundreds of thousands of words in English and now in French.
Does he have a photographic memory or something?
Well, when I interviewed him a long time ago for Word Freak back in 1999, actually, before he was a championship player, but he was an up-and-coming sort of prodigy genius, he actually talked to me about that. And he doesn't give interviews. No matter how many championships he wins, and he's won 5 in North America and 3 world championships, he just doesn't like to talk to the press. But he described to me this unusual process of learning words. And for him, it was looking at each page of the dictionary and creating a photographic image of what was on the page, and then recalling in his mind the bold-faced words. All that matters is the order of the letters. And Nigel described to me how he would go on these long, long bike rides, and he would bring up in his brain an image of the page that he wanted to review. And then he would go to the next page and the next page. He's the sort of person that can say, oh yes, I learned that word and it was on page 832 of that dictionary.
But he must somehow memorize how the word is pronounced, right? Because if a word is said in French, you know, how do you connect how it's pronounced to what you see on a page?
I don't think it matters. And in the case of the French dictionary, I don't know how Nigel learned the words. My hunch is that he looked at the words sans definitions and just memorized the letter strings. Because when you get down to it, Scrabble is not a game about language. You don't need to know definitions. You don't need to know anything. It's certainly helpful to know how something is pluralized, whether it takes an S or not in usage. But ultimately, all that matters is that you know the order in which the letters go. There have been great Thai Scrabble players who barely speak English and have won a world championship or two and done extremely well in English language tournaments. So it is not a function of your native speaking ability. It's a function of being able to process the order in which the letters appear in particular words. Is this string of letters acceptable or is it not?
Has Nigel won any other competitions in a foreign language?
Not to my knowledge, and I think I would know. It would have certainly spread in the Scrabble world if he had pulled off something this audacious in the past. My hunch is that he sort of has gotten bored with the 260,000 words in the International English Language Scrabble Dictionary or the 190,000 words in the North American English Language Scrabble Dictionary and wanted a new mental challenge and saw on the calendar that, oh, the French World Championship is going to be played in a couple of months. I will devote the next couple of months to learning all of the words in the French Scrabble Dictionary.
Well, you can certainly appreciate getting bored with the 190,000 words.
I know. I mean, come on. It's only 190,000.
Oh, geez.
Give me a real challenge.
Is there big money in the professional game?
You know, I wouldn't call it big money, but it's money enough. Nigel has certainly earned multiple $100,000 in the last decade or so playing Scrabble. You're not going to get rich playing Scrabble, but that's not why Scrabble players play. They play because they love the thrill of sort of decoding the language and mastering this wonderful strategic game.
Stefan Fatsis is the author of Word Freak, Heartbreak, Triumph, Genius, and Obsession in the World of Competitive Scrabble Players. Stefan, who knew that was out there?
I did.
Except for you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And you're listening to The World.